Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
To the NutriMedical Report every second Wednesday. Actually, I'm going to give you an opportunity, Matthew, to do, because we're going to have Jonathan Gray from New Zealand do his show on Thursday, probably in the last hour. We're going to have you do this show this week and next. Now, you're a chip off the old block. You'll tell people the truth even if it aggravates them, and you make them think even if it hurts. And sometimes people are offended by that, but it's important people to kind of reparse and become wise about the nature of the world that they live in and make proper decisions based on that. We have a lot of issues that are cooking lately. We've had the recent nomination of Kavanaugh. We have the recent cutting up of Mr. Khashoggi by a hit force from the Saudi Arabian government, very likely directly connected to Prince Salman, which is also, by the way, he collaborated with the SAD that you've talked about in the last few times, the last little while, about how that last November they tortured a lot of these Saudi princes. There's 18 different kingdoms in Saudi Arabia, and these other princes were tortured by the SAD under the direction of the Saudi prince, Salman, the new dictator under the king of Saudi Arabia. Then we have lots of things going on in America. We have the Uber left going crazy and being uncivil and actually calling for violence. Lots of things happening, and we're teetering step by step by step toward economic and geopolitical and nuclear and a pathogenic chaos and megadeth, aren't we? We're all teetering toward things that are really not good, and there are always solutions. I believe there's solutions to anything, which is why we talk on the program. But I'd like you to parse what you see in your analysis. Again, you have Matthew Deagle, astrology.com is your main website. I want you to resurrect the site you had when you were over at REDS, which is, I think, True World Report, I think is what you call it, the True World Report. Put that site back up, because you have a lot of analysis of world events that I see nobody else, even other people I have on the show, actually has a clear understanding of what's going on. And I like to have guests on, including yourself, my son, who always teaches me something when I have you on the air or I talk off air. So kudos, Matthew. So what's your analysis of the latest events?
Well, this is just more of the criminal activity that I've been talking about. The the increasingly audacious criminal behavior of these proxy states of the CIA.
Right. In other words, you mentioned before that that Saudi Arabia never was an independent state. It was actually sponsored and controlled by Americans through the SAD.
Yeah.
And so is the state of Israel. I've renamed Israel, by the way.
Yeah,
it's a real, I call it, it's a real hell. Do you like that title? Instead of Israel, I call it, it's a real hell.
The United States government, the federal government, is totally out of control, especially on the secret criminal level.
Right.
And this really began, however, pretty early on. The way things got so bad in a country supposed to be based on the principles of democracy and freedom and so forth, is because the USA, as we know it, was not founded by George Washington. It was founded by Abraham Lincoln when he formed the federal government as it now exists.
Right. It was reformed, wasn't it? It was completely changed by...
Corpus, you know, he arrested the entire legislature of Maryland. He slaughtered hundreds of thousands of innocent American civilians. I mean, Abraham Lincoln's been lionized and admired for some reason by the propaganda machine, but he was a very bad guy. And essentially what he did is he set up where we are now. He set up the foundations for this global tyranny and imperialist dictatorship version of America, which has just gotten worse and worse. Now, he set the foundations for it, right? There were still some checks on what the president could do during the time of Lincoln. But, I mean, obviously he violated all of those checks. He violated all of the boundaries and all of the restrictions on his power. He essentially made himself a dictator. But from Lincoln, that's where the ball got rolling toward this totalitarian surveillance state that we're in now. And well, when it really carried through into a total criminal, evil incarnate dictatorship is with JFK, when he founded the Special Operations Division of the CIA. He essentially gave the CIA the power to commit crimes with impunity. He gave them the ability to... This is why, while he was president, they proposed to him Operation Northwoods, where they were going to hijack American planes and they were going to commit stage terror attacks in Florida and blame it on Cubans and all sorts of crazy stuff. Because this is the sort of stuff that he was giving Thad the power to do.
All right.
So now what happened is...
And eventually they result in his own assassination too, right?
Now, yeah, the thing is that Thad considered it to be a significant component of its illegal operations to maintain the state of Israel, because Israel is kind of like a nominal satellite state of the U.S. It doesn't actually have any control over itself. It's actually run by Thad. CIA. It was intended as such when it was founded by Truman.
Right.
It was not intended as a homeland for the Jews or whatever. It's intended as a base for international criminal operations.
Right.
In order to expand the power of the United States. To do things like, for example, they have the Israelis go around and instigate revolutions and civil wars and that sort of thing. Like, they instigated the Lebanese Civil War and the Iran-Iraq War, among
right.
the others.
Right.
On behalf of the CIA. Now, because of this connection, which had already begun to exist from the beginning, when JFK wanted to pressure the Israelis not to develop their nuclear program, he was assassinated by Thad using the Sicilian Mafia.
Exactly.
So this is what's been going on here. You see, basically, a kind of madly out of control organized crime syndicate has taken over the U.S. and any of its international assets, like the European Union, Germany. That's what these refugees are about. You see, they're actually bringing people in to work for organized crime. So this is the 666 right here. You see, this is
Isn't this why the Mark of the Beast and the 666 comes from America?
The most powerful.
It?
Yes, it's the most powerful criminal organization of all time. It's the most powerful superpower on Earth right now, and it's run by gangsters, and it's not good in any sense. It's total evil, and what they're doing is they're using things like Israel and Saudi Arabia to run organized crime, sabotage, and terrorism. They also use the Pakistani ISI for this because they control. See, here's something ironic: is that the Special Activities Division of the CIA, the SAD, AKA Israelis or whatever you want to call it, the illegal version of the CIA, runs a lot of the terrorism and supplies and trains them via the S-wing of the ISI, whereas the D wing of the ISI was set up by the official CIA to counter the S wing's involvement in terrorism. But the S wing is run by the illegal CIA.
Isn't it amazing? They control it's like the guy that has both fighters in the ring.
Recently they had Israelis in there posing as Pakistanis trying to start a war with India. I mean, this is how crazy this is. These Israeli gangsters will do anything for the CIA for money, and the CIA, I mean, the SAD is just completely out of control. It's just, as I said, it's evil incarnate. They're using all this technology and surveillance that Bush authorized to spy on everyone and to...
And they're even allowing these tech companies that are tied to the SAD, like Google and Facebook, working with China to even suppress people in other countries too, aren't they?
Well, I mean, China is already doing that all the time, right? I mean, that's just Google giving into China. But, you know, like I said before, SAD is a lot worse than China.
Keep that thought. We'll be right back, Matthew. Keep that thought.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Again, our civilization is dying for lack of wisdom, isn't it? And we have a holographic universe,
yeah,
and you do a lot of consulting regarding that with your talents in technology and mathematical analysis.
Yeah, I mean, people... yes, I mean, there's a lot of foolishness out there because of the lies of evil influences from, you know, fake religious leaders and fake academics and just fake belief systems of all kinds, because right now we're in a time of 666 when a lot of people cross over into the realm of the dead because they're divorced from the true love and true wisdom, which means they've broken away from life. And part of this is that people are ignorant of or even condemning of things that are true. And the truth is not really widely known. Now, one factor I want to talk about here is the true history, which has been concealed from people about Israel, which, as I said, is a key part of this illegal CIA activity. The Israelis are supplying mercenaries for these people that they use to instigate revolutions and all sorts of other horrible stuff, terrorism and organized crime.
Right.
Throughout the entire world, really. I mean, like in Europe right now, these refugees are being brought in, a lot of whom are just being brought in on purpose to work for organized crime. And the historical reasons for this are quite simple. Now, people have, I mean, even though it's still very clear about some things, people have a kind of distorted view of the Jews and the Israelis because they have a distorted view of the Bible. And they also only have the Jewish version of it from which the current Old Testament is all translated from the Jewish.
Yeah, they don't have the original
the Bible.
Hebrew version. The Hebrew version was...
Yes, I mean, well, first of all, even the Jewish Hebrew version is a bit different than the translations based on the Vulgate and Septuagint and so forth. But they don't realize the real origin and history of these people. So everything from, like, northern Lebanon down to the Sinai Peninsula, that was all in Egypt, right? That was all part of the Egyptian Empire.
Right.
And there was not an independent kingdom of Judah or whatever. They just referred to it as that. What it actually was is that a bunch of Greek... Okay, the entire region of Canaan, which included what's now Israel, was repeatedly invaded and plundered and settled by essentially Greek pirates, by these people they called Habiru or Apiru or Afri, which means dustlings or scatterlings. It means like outcasts or like people who or people who don't have a homeland, right? They left the islands of Greece and Sicily, Sardinia, and they went and they plundered Cyprus first and took over Cyprus. And from Cyprus, they spread out across the Mediterranean, and their main other stead for their criminal activities was southern Canaan, what's now Israel, and Gaza. So what's now Gaza and Palestine was Philistia, or the Philistines. That is a country, a little, well, I guess you could say a little land named after the Greeks. It's named after Pallas Athena, Pallas being an ancient form of Hellas, meaning Greece. And the term that the Greeks used for these people is Pelasgians, or Pelasgos, meaning they are foreigners from the Philistine states. Well, what that means, though, these are the ancestors of the Athenians, according to their own records. They say that these people would go to Egypt and then come back to Athens like a stork returns to its nest. What they were is seafaring pirates who were active in the relatively rich and inviting multicultural seafaring region of Phoenicia, you know, like Lebanon and Israel, right? So that area of Egypt, it was all part of Egypt under the Pharaoh's dominion, was inviting to people who were very greedy and even criminals and pirates, in that they forcibly raided a bunch of cities there, and they founded the what they call in the Hebrew in the Jewish Bible, they condemned the Sumerians to the point where they decided not to call them Samaria anymore. They called it Israel. They're misapplying the term Israel to refer to the Samaritans in parts of the Bible. But basically, that whole area that we call the Kingdom of Israel that you see on ancient maps, you know, if you open up your Bible or whatever, that's actually Samaria. The Samaritans were one group of these people who invaded Canaan and took over the city of Shechem. The Jews were also descended from from these Greek and other Mediterranean pirates who mixed in with the local Egyptians and became what we know as the Jews. Now, this is where I also say people are going to think this is controversial, because you look at the archaeological record, and as I said, in the Jewish version of the Bible that we have, the Old Testament is based on the Jewish version of the Bible, they kind of nationalistically renamed or relocated stuff to Judah that actually happened in the kingdom of Edom. So Edom is actually where like David and Solomon and so forth were from. They were from Petra, which is called Kadesh, meaning the holy city, right?
Right, yeah. That's where Moses stayed, wasn't it?
Yes,
before he died up on Mount Nebo?
Moses... Now, the actual figure of Moses, we actually know who he was now. There were two different Moseses, and the first Moses was Ka-Mose of Thebes in Egypt, who contested against the evil Hyksos pharaoh, Apepi, because Apepi means the serpent, and he was a one of these Greek pirates who came from Cyprus and took over Egypt. He ruled Lower Egypt, while Upper Egypt was still ruled by the rightful Egyptians. And of these, there was the prophet Enoch, who lived in Thebes and was called an Egyptian Hanok, or Hanok. That's where the name comes from. It's actually an Egyptian name, meaning the wise one or the learned. And Moses comes from the name, part of a, it's a common suffix or part of a name in Egyptian, Masi, or Masu, which means son of, or is born.
Yeah, it's like Johnson. It's like the word Johnson. In other words, he was going to be the designated pharaoh, is what you're saying, right?
Yes, he was the pharaoh of Thebes, right? He was against Egypt was divided at the time, and there was an evil pharaoh in the north. That was the, what happened is at that time, there was the, I'll talk about it after the break, but it was the Santorini eruption occurred.
Right. Interesting, eh? And that's why, of course, Moses was in Petra for a long time before he went to Mount Nebo.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
That history is important. What I discovered studying...
it's important because you have to realize that a lot of the stuff they base the state of Israel on is a fraud. And it's just, like I said, what it is there used to be a bunch of different versions of the ancient books of the Bible, right? The book of Enoch was totally removed from the Bible for no reason. But also the Torah, there's an Edomite version of the Torah, which located things in different places than the Jewish version, and is supported more by the archaeological evidence than the Jewish version, suggesting that the actual location of the Temple of Solomon and so forth was the Kingdom of Edom and not the Kingdom of Judah. Or they call it the Kingdom. It was really just a city-state, right? It was all under the dominion of the Pharaoh or whoever else took over the region. Eventually,
right,
the Babylonians took over. But before the Babylonians took over, it was part of Egypt. These were all vassals of Egypt anyway. But there were a bunch of different Hebrew tribes and a bunch of different Hebrew city-states of different origins. Edom originated from the descendants of the dynasty of Thebes in Egypt, where Moses had been, when I say he contested the evil pharaoh Apepi, or pharaoh Apophis, which literally means pharaoh Satan in the Egyptian language, or a serpent. That was Moses the first, Kamoze. The second Moses was the one who led them. He was the brother of Akhenaten, Thutmose, who led them into Edom to escape from the new dynasty that took over, that also were followers of Set, or the Egyptian devil, right? So, like Ramesses II, for example, was a member of this dynasty.
Right, Ramesses II.
Yeah.
So was he the pharaoh that fought against Moses in his particular territory?
No, this is after Moses, but Ramesses II is often attributed to it. But he was from a dynasty in which there were pharaohs named Set. Set is the Egyptian name for the god of evil and crime and violence and so forth.
Right.
And previously, a much earlier Moses, the original Moses that we read about. See, the story of Moses mixes two different stories together, and one of the Moseses was the one who was adopted and so forth. That was in Thebes, and he was the pharaoh who began the conquest of Lower Egypt that was under the control of an evil pharaoh named Apophis or Apepi, and his younger brother that we call Aaron, Yakmose, or Akmose, he's the one who finally took all of Egypt back. But after Akhenaten, there was a restoration attempt to get rid of his monotheistic cult, and in the process, these Set people, these Habiru, got into power. From which we get Seti and Ramesses and so forth, these evil pharaohs. And the original dynasty of Egypt escaped into Edom, which is where we get the idea of Abraham from, right? Abraham, it says in the Bible, it came from Ur, but Ur does not mean in the middle of Mesopotamia, right? It's often interpreted as that. It actually means, or they say Ur of the Chaldees or whatever. This is, again, the Jewish Torah is very confused about where stuff is. We don't know exactly. I don't know why you would go all the way there first. But fundamentally what happened is that these Egyptians went into a different part of Egypt, into Edom, and founded Edom. Now, the meaning of Edom, or Edom in Hebrew, is descendants of Adam, because Abraham was the direct descendant of Adam. You see, so that's also the meaning of Edom, is that the people of Edom were descendants of Adam and Abraham, as opposed to descendants of the Habiru, like the Jews and the Samaritans. Now, the Samaritans and the Jews, Samaritans for some reason stayed in Shechem. They regard their holy mountain as being Gezerim in Samaria.
Now, let me divert for a second. This has relevance to events today, too, doesn't it?
This shows you what I'm talking about, right? The Samaritans have their own version of the Torah, right?
Right.
And they say that the Holy Mountain is Mount Gerizim. The Jews have their version of the Torah, and they say that the Holy Mountain is in Jerusalem, right? The Edomites, their Holy Mountain is Petra, right? Their holy city, or Kodesh, or Kadesh. Right, or Al-Quds in Arabic is Petra, right? So now you look at Petra. In Petra, there's actually archaeological evidence of numerous temples being built there.
Right.
There's still the ruins of a great temple there. There's giant pillars. There are, you know, fantastic rock carvings and so forth.
Yeah.
Considered to be one of the seven wonders of the world now.
Yeah.
And you don't see any of that stuff in Jerusalem. There's no evidence of a grandiose temple in Jerusalem, but you see that in Petra. So I think that just like how the Samaritans have their own holy mountain, Gerizim, you know, based on their own nationalistic interpretation of the Bible, Jews also have their own nationalistic interpretation of the Bible, where they put everything in Jerusalem. But the actual location of this stuff was Petra in Edom. So I'm saying that Samaria and Judah and Edom, they're all just different Hebrew city-states, right? But the actual location of most of the prophets and most of the actual holy city is in Edom and Petra. It's not Jerusalem. So Jerusalem is a big conflict about it, but Jerusalem was always, since the Habiru invaded in like 1350 B.C. or something, there had already been Habiru in the region, and Hyksos in the region before, but since the Habiru really established themselves in the region, you know, that area, like Jerusalem and Hebron and so forth, except for once the Jews migrated to Babylon. Until then, that was just a Jewish area of Egypt.
Right. Now, Matthew, that's a lot of
the kingdom of Israel, right?
It was the Samaria, for a second.
Samaria, the Samaritan. Yeah.
Yeah, stop for a second. as a lot of people, it's very hard to follow all the things because you got a lot of facts here. But what's the relevance today? Well, let me mention a couple of things that are interesting.
Well, the relevance is that only a tiny little bit of ancient Egypt was Jewish. And they've created this, I mean, first of all, the idea, they renamed Samaria Israel because they didn't like the Samaritans for having a different version of the Bible, right? They didn't like the fact that Samaritans, you know, the Samaritans were basically related to the Jews, but they had a different holy mountain and a different interpretation, you know, their own version.
And they still exist, don't they?
Yes, they still exist. Yes, they still exist, and they have their own Torah, right? There's the Samaritan Torah, there's the Jewish Torah that we have the Old Testament based on, there's the Edomite Torah that we do not have the full document of anymore because it was destroyed. And as I was saying during the break, that a lot of these texts were destroyed when there was a fanatical Jewish takeover of the whole region by Shimon Bar Kokhba,
right?
Before they were all banished by Hadrian.
Right.
So the So what happened here is that you had the Jewish religion just violently asserted itself, kind of like what ISIS or whatever is doing now. There's one particular sect in one tiny little city-state, right? Just basically, if you look at how big it was like just west of the Dead Sea up to Gaza. That's basically it, right? That's all that the Jews ever controlled in ancient times. They didn't control this whole strip of land that they now call Israel. It's basically a fraud. You know, the stuff north of them, you know, where Tel Aviv and everything is, that's actually Samaria.
Right.
In ancient times.
Interesting. A lot of the symbology in the high level, this level of the...
over a larger section of land based on being given power by the Romans and so forth.
Right. A lot of the symbology in the high level Masons looks Jewish. There's a reason for that, isn't there? Back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Let me summarize what you said so far, Matt. What you basically said is the modern Bible we have is from a group of Jews that survived documents that were destroyed by the Jesus Bar Kokhba.
Because the Jews took over the whole region of Judea under the Romans, and there was a giant revolt by Shimon Bar Kokhba, this religious fanatic Jew who destroyed the text of the Edomites in particular, somehow didn't manage to destroy the Samaritans' text entirely. But the thing is that this whole idea that Jerusalem is a holy city of Christianity, Islam, and Judaism is a falsehood. It's just the main town of the ancient Jews who, before they expanded their power in their hunger for power under the Romans, the Jews just had a tiny little square of land between the Dead Sea and Gaza, and that's it. That's all that the Jews inhabited. So we focus so much on this one Hebrew tribe as being somehow the chosen people or whatever because of their own narcissistic delusions and erasure of other people's history. But the consequence to them is that now they have Muslims rioting in the streets of Jerusalem, rioting about Jerusalem being named the capital of Israel or whatever. I mean, even the term Israel is a misnomer because Israel is a very general term. And the actual term for that part of Israel is Samaria, right, where the Samaritans lived, with the capital being Samaria or Shechem. And Shechem was the holy city for them, right? That's where, that's where Mount Gerizim is. That's what the Samaritans consider to be the site of the holy temple and so forth. Well, it's only the Jews, right, who consider Jerusalem to be the site of the holy temple. And Muslims are just delusional. They're buying Jewish lies when they think that the holy temple is in Jerusalem. It's actually in Petra where Solomon built his temple and not in Jerusalem. The Jews just adopted that as one of their own national legends. You know, it's kind of like how the Romans used to say that they were descended from the Trojans or whatever.
Right.
Right? It's just a nationalistic legend. The actual location of all these prophets and the actual location of the temple is Petra in Jordan. So
right.
Even in Israel.
And by the way, Petra is very close to Mount...
Muslims are riding over nothing. It's just based on delusion.
Right. Well, Petra is very close to Mount Nebo, too, isn't it, Matt?
There.
Now, let me ask this question. Does Petra is close to Mount Nebo, right?
Well, I mean, the point is that the holy mountain, so-called, is actually just the city of Petra, because it's actually inside, like, a canyon. Everything's built in the rock.
Yeah, I saw it on the show the other night. Well, the reason why I'm saying that is that in the Jewish Bible, the Hebrew leader, Moshe, or Tutmoshe, never entered, quote, the land of Israel. And, of course, they said God was angry with him. He talked to God, but he never let him enter. So this sounds weird, like there's some kind of a twist to this, isn't there?
Yeah. But Nebo, I mean, you're talking about Mount Nebo. I think that's, like, actually in the former kingdom of, like, Ammon or something like that.
Right.
Right, so this is much further south.
It's in Jordan right now. That Mount Nebo is
in
Jordan.
It's in Jordan, yes. I mean, Sodom and Gomorrah were near that, supposedly. Right? They were obviously in the whole region, a pretty small area of the world, but I'm saying that the actual temple was in Petra, right, which is further south. That's where you actually find the ruins of a great temple, and where you actually find the evidence for stuff like Solomon's temple. And the reason why is because the actual, look, just like how the Samaritans think that everything happened in Shechem or Gerizim, which is now in Palestine, right?
Right.
They think the Holy Temple was in Shechem and that God's Holy Mountain where Isaac was going to be sacrificed and everything, that's in Shechem. The Jews believe it's in Jerusalem because the Jews' main city.
Yeah, well, the wailing wall they're talking about is just the wall of the Temple of Antonius.
This is just a Jewish temple that they built when they returned from Babylon, right?
Right.
The Temple of Solomon. The actual Temple of Solomon was in Petra. And I'm saying that these other people, the Samaritans and Jews, just kind of took on the legends for themselves and made it into their own story because they had a kind of animosity toward other Hebrew tribes, right? Because they had an animosity toward other Hebrews. They assimilated these histories into themselves. Consequently now, because everybody's been reading the Jewish Old Testament except for the Samaritans, they all are convinced that Jerusalem is the holy city and they all have to fight over Jerusalem. But Jerusalem was just a Jewish city in ancient times. It was not a Muslim city. It was not an Edomite city or a Samaritan city, right? The whole idea that Jerusalem is the site of Christian or Islamic holy mountain is just a lie.
Okay, well, why is this important with end time events? Because we have second events that are happening now.
It's important because right now we see how much anger there is over the Jewish holy site of Jerusalem, which is only significant to Jews, and on which the Muslims have built a mosque in the delusional belief in the Jewish Torah as being an accurate account of events. It's like if the Jews had read the Samaritan Torah and didn't have the Jewish one anymore, and they believed the Holy Mountain was in Shechem, so they had to invade the West Bank and take it over. You see?
Oh, yeah.
It's not logical. It's just based on reading somebody else's legendary nationalistic account of things, in which they apply special significance to their own national sites. And then attacking them in the belief that it belongs to you. It's not true, right? Well, the same way that the Israelis have taken over a lot of, like, Lebanon and Palestine, which doesn't belong to them, the Palestinians and the other Muslims are all angry about Jerusalem, which is just a Jewish city, right? It was always just a Jewish city, except for when the Jews were banished to Babylon. So it was never really this, it was never the holy city of Islam.
Okay, but what I'm saying is that the powers of Bayer, let me throw this up before we get close off today, Matt. Yeah, let me throw this off today. Mm-hmm. I think they're setting up a scenario to use this so-called situation to create a world conflict that can result in a lot of war and destruction. And in other words, you can see it almost being set by...
Well, I think there's a lot of this is happening inevitably because of how many lies people have told and how many...
Right, but maybe there's a degree of unpurposeness, in other words.
Devised actions such as the destruction of... I mean, we don't have very much left of Nabataean or Edomite literature. We don't have very much left even of Phoenician literature because of Shimon Bar Kokhba destroying a lot of this stuff.
Right.
Because he wanted to justify the Judaization of all these peoples, forcibly converted a bunch of them, the Maccabees as well, forcibly converted a bunch of them to Judaism. And this is kind of... coming back at the Jews now because they erased the other Torahs except for the Samaritan one, everybody but the Samaritans believes that just one Hebrew tribe was the chosen people, just one holy city, Jerusalem, exists. And now that's what they all want to go after.
Yeah, in other words, it doesn't accept the other
or something.
It doesn't accept the other 11 tribes. It probably became the people of Europe.
Sometimes Jerusalem was just a significant little town. It was not at all on the same scale as Petra. It was not a mighty kingdom. Well, David and Solomon were Edomites in Petra, right? And the Jews just assimilated this into their own legends, just like how the Samaritans did in theirs.
Yeah, well, and, the significance is...
You know, In other words, I'm saying the Jewish Temple Mount is only significant to Jews. It's not significant to Muslims or Christians. And fighting over it is ridiculous. It's just as ridiculous as the Jews taking over part of Lebanon and Galilee, for example. It's just as ridiculous as a part of Jordan or Syria. It's just as ridiculous for them to be worry about Jerusalem and how holy Jerusalem is. Because the Temple Mount, they should just dismantle it and move it to Petra or something, or move it to Jordan, because, I mean, the Dome of the Rock is obviously a very beautiful piece of architecture, but there's no point in having it sit on this supposed holy site, which is actually not holy to the prophets. It's only holy to the Jewish religion, and it's
Is Judaism, like Jesus mentioned, is Judaism now what it was at the time when they were persecuting Yeshua or Emmanuel? Is it the same?
I wouldn't say it's the same now, but I'm saying that's what Bar Kokhba read, right? That was after.
Right.
That's what it was back then.
A lot of history, I guess, Matt, if we have a lot of information. Yeah. Thank you for an amazing show. We'll have you do it. I want you to continue the show next week on next Wednesday, Matt, because I'll be flying back. So you'll be alone. You can bring in a co-host if you want or a guest. We will be back tomorrow with our last show of the week before, and the firing line will be on with Michelle, your mom. We're going to have also amazing shows with live shows on Friday with Harley Schlanger in Germany, Gary Richard Arnold on Friday, and live shows from Arizona on Monday and Tuesday. Thanks a lot, Matthew.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. and listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.